Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 6th. Hundreds of Roaring Fork Valley residents have been evacuated as the Lake Christine fire spreads. KDNK's Raleigh Burley has an update.
On Wednesday morning, July 4th, the Lake Christine fire was reported at 329 acres. By evening, it had grown to over 2,700. The fire was reported around 6 p.m. on Tuesday night at the Basalt shooting range. Two Elgebel residents in their early 20s have been charged with fourth-degree arson for using tracer rounds, bullets with a small pyrotechnic charge, despite a Stage 2 fire ban in the area. Evacuations were issued northwest of Basalt on Tuesday night, and an evacuation center was established at Basalt High School. Evacuations continued throughout the day on Wednesday. At around 10 p.m., erratic winds pushed the fire towards a mobile home park in Elgebel, about 4 miles west of Basalt, and a second evacuation center was opened at Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale. Backburning operations were declared successful near the mobile home park shortly before midnight. However, evacuations continued for residences northeast of Elgebel throughout the early morning. Around 9 a.m. on Thursday morning, the Lake Christine fire was reported at nearly 5,000 acres, having burned 3 houses. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.
A nonprofit group is training the next generation in sustainability by taking teens to Colorado to learn concepts of environmental stewardship and connect with professionals in conservation careers. Catherine Davis Young brings us this story.
What's the best way to ensure a future with healthy, sustainable communities? For one nonprofit, the answer was obvious: train young people to take care of the environment. 9 teenagers recently completed a 2-week trip through southern Colorado, where they learned about sustainable agriculture, watershed restoration, and the impacts of climate change. It's one of many outdoor programs offered by a Tucson-based nonprofit, the Ironwood Tree Experience. Susie Drew created the program with her husband, Eric.
We knew that connecting kids with the outdoors really just motivated them in ways that were really good for them, but also good for our community. And so we want to start an organization that was truly for young people.
Drew says teens she works with are aware that the planet they'll inherit faces many unknown challenges as a result of climate change, but they are eager to learn more. So in addition to guided outdoor experiences, the program introduces teens to real professionals working for conservation nonprofits and public lands agencies. Mike Quigley with the Wilderness Society hiked alongside Ironwood Tree Experience kids on their visit to Mesa Verde National Park and Canyon of the Ancients National Monument. He spoke with them about careers in outdoor recreation and natural resource management, and says the young people he talked with make him optimistic about the future of environmental stewardship in the U.S.
It was really encouraging for us to see that there is another generation of Americans coming up having that same inquisitiveness about the natural world that we had when we were their age, and that same sense of desire and passion to see these places continue to be protected.
Since 2005, the Ironwood Tree Experience has led thousands of teens on outdoor experiences. Its founders hope the kids who come through the program learn to live connected to the natural world. I'm Catherine Davis Young, Colorado News Connection.
The Bureau of Land Management is proposing that portions of the North Fork Valley be made available for energy development. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the BLM says it is evaluating offering a total of some 7,900 acres in the North Fork Valley in its December oil and gas lease sale. Gunnison Energy has nominated other acreage in the North Fork Valley as well, as it seeks to do horizontal drilling for oil and gas in the Paonia Reservoir area and north of Paonia. Yesterday, the Sentinel reported that gas from the leases would potentially be produced from a coal mine rather than from traditional drilling in nearly 5,000 of those available acres. Gunnison Energy officials say that there would not be a lot of drilling in the area, and that drilling would be far enough away from the Paonia Reservoir that it would not be visible. Furthermore, through underground horizontal drilling, much like is used beneath the Colorado River. The wells would be deep enough below the reservoir not to have any impacts on it. All of the acreage Gunnison Energy has nominated for leasing, except for mine acreage near Bowie, is more than 10 miles from Paonia. In all, the BLM is proposing putting up over 236,000 acres of land for oil and gas leasing in December, much of it in northwest Colorado. Paonia-based Citizens for a Healthy Community is planning to ask the BLM for an extension to the July 17th comment deadline so that the public can have a full opportunity to oppose the sale. The Citizens group has called the comment period ludicrously short, while the BLM says it's in keeping with the Trump administration's new policy of expediting oil and gas leasing. Scandal-plagued Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt resigned yesterday. Tramell Gomes has more.
Government ethics and watchdog groups, even some conservatives, are saying Scott Pruitt's resignation as Environmental Protection Agency administrator is long overdue. During his one-year tenure, Pruitt worked relentlessly to dismantle Obama-era regulations aimed at reducing pollution. But while most conservatives saw him as President Donald Trump's most effective cabinet member, he started to lose favor over misuse of power and spending a lot more taxpayer dollars than his predecessors on travel and security expenses. David Jenkins with Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship thinks Pruitt was never the right person for the job.
I don't see how anyone on the conservative side of the equation that's really a conservative and you know, understands personal responsibility and ethics, moral values, all those things. I don't see how anyone could be supportive of him after all the things that have happened.
Jenkins says now Trump should follow the lead of Ronald Reagan, who once was in a similar situation, by appointing someone who sees the value and mission of the EPA. The agency's current deputy administrator, Andrew Wheeler, a former coal company lobbyist, steps in as acting EPA chief until a permanent replacement is named. Environmental groups predict the Trump administration will continue its pattern of appointing the least likely candidate to head the agency. And the Center for Western Priorities has noted interim EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler's track record of lobbying to reduce protections for public lands to expand uranium mining. With Scott Pruitt's resignation, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke becomes the cabinet member with the most ongoing investigations. I'm Tramell Gomes reporting.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.